If it had a rumble seat, what would you call it? Or if it, what would a business coupe be?
Well, back then, nobody, I don't remember even talking about, say, business coupe. You would just get a sedan, a coupe, or a roadster, or whatever you was getting.
What would you call a big car with, a big sedan with, somebody's driving?
Limousine.
Would you ever hear any slang names for it? Maybe if somebody made something like a Cadillac and put white wall tires on it and a vinyl roof.
I know one time now, they made some Cadillacs with 16 cylinders. Mm-hmm. They didn't last for too long.
Yeah. That was, what, in the 40s?
It was a good ways back then.
I saw one of those engines, isn't it?
Yeah.
They have small pistons.
Yeah.
They have really small pistons.
Yeah, well, they had 16 horses, man.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to think if they most of the cars, it's not like your Cadillacs and your Packard, was your cars that richer people use.
And
Packard went down, but Packard one time had the market on most of chauffeur-driven cars. Most of the people you'd see, but the rich people with a car had more Packards than they did Cadillacs.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Packard come out and made some Blue Blues or something, and they went on down.
Yeah. What would be maybe a slang name for something for maybe something like a big black Cadillac or something? Would you ever call it just kind of a
I don't know. They would have little names for some of them like that, but I don't remember.
What kinds of trucks might you have? Just general names.
Oh, you had International, Mac, and what's that other one? White, and Rio. They used to make the Rio was made a truck and a car, and the car was called the Rio Flying Cloud. And, like they would have different names for your Wildcats and all like that now.
What would be the different types of trucks that maybe all the manufacturers might produce?
Oh, they had, those with flatbeds and those that was covered and like that. And a lot of them didn't run at that time with a straight transmission to the rear. A lot of them come out and had the rear, it was a chain on a pulley that went back to the wheel from a certain part of the truck. And that was a lot of guys. A lot of them had, for one thing, solid tires. Man, they'd be had
solid
it.
Tires.
That's
well,
right. That's solid rubber right. With a lot of times what they'd do is cut out round holes and I guess to save rubber.
Yeah.
But it was solid rubber.
There was a kind of tire I remember somebody was telling me about that. I guess it must have come out about 30 years ago or something. It had little suction cups on it, and
They had some of those. They also had these old, like I said, the old hard, and most of the trucks used those. But other than that, they ones for those old Model T's that I was glad to see them straighten out was the one that clinched them when it was built.
Mm-hmm.
And had a groove that had to fit right in it. But whenever you own the car, then what you carried about two or three pieces of automobile springs.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you use to take it off and on and put it, on the wheel again.
Mm-hmm. What would you call small trucks that most farmers have for hauling small amounts of seed and things like that?
They didn't have, not that I know, no different name for them. It was just a truck, see. They didn't have, like these people now have, small pickups and all like that.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of public transportation did you have?
Oh, when I was a kid, they had streetcars, buses, and taxi cabs. And I drove one for a while between going in the Army and going to the post office.
Mm-hmm.
And you know where the fare was?
Mm-hmm.
You could come from downtown out here, dime.
A dime?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
But see, the thing that worked for you is that when you picked up a passenger,
yeah.
It wasn't an individual passenger. You see, if you got on the next corner and you picked up a guy,
yeah.
You could pick up a full load, see?
Yeah.
And you had 50 cents. Well, a guy